This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
301-230-0980 is the number. Get lined up on the phones, because get ready to take your calls on this. How would you grade Commanders General Manager Adam Peters a year and 8 months into the job? If you're just now joining us, we went through AP's moves as a drafter, AP's moves as a free agent signer, AP's moves as a trader. So here's the thing, right? If I had to give Adam Peters a grade for his first year and 9 months on the job for the Washington Commanders, I would give him the grade of a B. And here is why. Well, I think he has been awesome signing free agents. When you talk about Frankie Louvu and Armstrong and Bobby Wagner and Jeremy Chinn last year, Zach Ertz, what type of value signing that was. Marcus Mariota, tremendous value signing. Noah Igbinoghi, value signing that provided real impact for you last year. Like, he has been great in that department in terms of signing free agents. Tremendous. The trades. He's hit on two out of his three trades. Now, the jury to me is still out on the Marshon Lattimore deal. You all think there's no chance he ever lives up to it. He may never live up to the picks that was given up to acquire him. And then I look at the drafts. Now, the thing about judging him and grading him as a drafter, it's kind of early. It's kind of premature, I will admit it. But there are some clear hits. Like I said, Jayden Daniels, clear-cut hit. Bill Merritt through the first month of his career is the highest-graded running back in the NFL via PFF. And then I think Trey Amos has been pretty damn good. You got a couple of guys that look like they're leaning towards being productive pieces. Talk about a Ben Sinnott and a Mikey Samuels still and a Luke McCaffrey. But here's the thing, why I give him a B only. To me, the draft picks just have not stood out enough in the amount of time that they've been allotted. I look at a guy like Jordan McGee, like we know the shortcomings of Bobby Wagner in coverage, yet Jordan McGee can't see the field? Come on. We got on Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sinnott this offseason because there were injuries at wideout, and McCaffrey still couldn't make an impact. And then there was some attrition you're dealing with at tight end. Ben Sinnott wasn't able to make an impact, as a receiver at least. As a blocker, I think he's been awesome. That's why I give him a grade of a B. A year and 8 months into the job, I give Adam Peters a B grade. How does that grade improve? To me, it's all on the draft picks getting better, point blank. Whether that's before this year is over or right at the start of next year, because the clock is ticking for those guys, for sure.
I think I'm in the same realm as far as grade goes. I would say B plus, if I'm being like super nice. I think your point about the draft picks does hold a lot of value because, again, we need these guys to go out there and, you know, contribute. Johnny Newton, like, he had a first round grade and, you know, we got him in the second, hasn't necessarily lived up to that quote unquote first round grade. And a lot of first rounders you want out there starting. I think Connerly, it was too early, you know, the first 2 weeks to like really come down harsh on him. But the last 2 weeks,
it's been excellent.
He's been all right.
He was really good against Max Crosby as well.
Exactly. And then when you look at, you know, the trade, the AP, the trader, I think the Marshon Lattimore trade, I like it because, again, at least it shows he was going out there to be aggressive. And I think when you look at the other trades that he made, Laramie, Debo, he saw last year that even though we had a subpar defense, we could still go out there and win games via our offense. So I think just going out there trying to build around that, I think was smart. And then the free agent signer, hey, look, I don't mind, you know, him having all these impact players via free agency. Yes, they are older, but again, he had to overturn more than half of the roster. The cupboard was bare. So
I totally agree with you. I think you've hit it right on the head. Line up on the phones at 301-230-0980 to get in on this. Grading Adam Peters a year and 8 months into the job, I give him the grade of a B. I think me and Anthony are very much on the same page. The biggest reason that I'm giving him the grade of a B is kind of what Anthony just alluded to. One, I will give you the credit that, look, it's kind of early to be judging draft picks. But to this point, if we're being, you know, objective about it, some of these draft picks just have not contributed to the, you know, at the rate that they should have. Luke McCaffrey, I get he was good this past weekend. This is a top 100 pick that just has not made much impact yet to this point. Ben Sinnott, another top 100 pick that just hasn't been able to make, you know, a significant impact to this point. Brandon Coleman, a guy that's been a healthy scratch the last 2 weeks. Last year, couldn't get off of the trainer's table. He hadn't made enough of an impact at this point. Jazon Newton, as you just mentioned, Ant, a guy that was billed as a first-round pick, a guy that was billed as someone that only fell because of an injury. He has not looked the part to this point. So while there have been some clear hits talking about Jaden Daniels, I think Bill Merritt is a clear hit being PFF's highest-graded rusher through the first month. Like, there are a couple of hits, but to me, his grade gets dinged because of the draft picks not making a significant of enough impact. That's the problem with me. I don't even want to call it a problem. It's just why the grade is what it is. But him as a free agent signer, like, that's what's kind of skewing how I'm viewing Adam Peters, if we're being honest. Him as a free agent signer, all the dudes he's hit on, I mean, it makes up damn near a quarter of this roster, half of this roster. Here's the bigger thing. I do not, or did not rather, bring in Adam Peters to hit on free agent signings. That's not why he was the most highly sought after talent evaluator on the market. It was not because of his ability to find free agent talent. It was because of his ability, right, to go out and draft guys and draft contributors, specifically in rounds 4 through 7, where he hit on most of those picks in San Francisco, talking about your Fred Warners, and so on and so forth, right? Your George Kittles, your Brock Purdy's, so on and so forth. That hadn't happened yet to this point here in the nation's capital. It hadn't been good enough. That's the one area. Yes, the jury is still out, but it looks like it's trending in the wrong direction for a lot of these picks in terms of their quote-unquote impact. Line up on the phones, though. 301-230-0980 is the number. Coming up on the other side of the break, your calls. How are you grading Adam Peters a year and 8 months into the job?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.